This is one called Sarajevo Moonlight. Looking over my shoulder at you this morning, I'm listening to the tender baritone voice of Radovan Karadzic in the little church of St. Michael the Apostle. Radovan is telling us being myself and the poet Susan Ludvigsen, is telling us what a sweet, lovable place this family church of his is and how the light of history has shone on it twice. He narrates how St. Michael's was burned to the ground and how with the Sultan's permission, it was rebuilt. The catch was that it couldn't exceed its previous breadth or height. The heights of nights I measure by your presence are incalculable. A gift of light so precious that the only way to weigh it would be to shine on the scales of fishes in the sea. The deepening blueness of your eyes in this Islamicized town of such cold weather breathes a frosty ring around my icy view of you. Now, our host, as Fulbright poets for that, 8 or 9 days in Sarajevo, was Radovan Karadzic, and this is the same man who coined the phrase ethnic cleansing and who is the leader of the Bosnian Serbs and who is a war criminal. He's also a wonderful poet. He's a doctor. I watched him one afternoon at a luncheon. Somebody had a heart attack. Some man fell out the floor and he went over, excused himself. He was reading us his poetry. Administered mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and checked the man out, called an ambulance, all of this. And he was taking us around in this instance, telling us about his family church, St. Michael's. And I remember asking him about the Ali Pasha Mosque, which was virtually right across the street. And he looked at me and he said, mosque. I am not knowing so many things about mosques, but there are books I can refer you to. So, you know, when somebody does something crazy and you think back, you always, your brain goes back through everything you know about them. And that was the only hint that I had that this horror would develop later under his leadership, you know, in which they tried their best to wipe out, you know, all of the Muslims in Sarajevo, in Bosnia. All autumn, he was reading a poem that he translated All Autumn. I said, what does this mean, All Autumn? He said, it's All Autumn. Is one day when is all autumn, one day before is winter, is summer in autumn. One day later, there is winter. But one day is all autumn, no summer, no winter. You know, I understood what he was talking about. I only share this with you just to say that we've grown up in this horrible, in many ways, 20th century, in which carnage has been monumental. And we see the documentaries on the History Channel, we read the history books, you know, the Holocaust, the dreadful things that go on in Somalia and Zaire and Bosnia and just about everywhere around the globe these days. And we like to think that that's not us, that that's somebody else doing that. We're not separate from the people that are doing that. That is, we're all interconnected so intimately that I think that in the beginnings of the next century, particularly the younger ones who are here in the audience, I think there will have to be a dialogue escalated to a higher level of trying to understand, you know, these qualities in human beings. We are angels and demons, simultaneously, and we have to take the responsibility for both. That's the end of my little Unitarian lecture. I had to say all that.